Simon Tafnun Vod, Sif Beis. So the Shulchan Aruch said in Sif Aleph that we don't make a dough which is larger than Shir Challah, which is 43 and 1/5 of Beim Beinanim. And that's the amount that the Torah refers to as Yisir Se'efa, or it's called Tzu, in the Gemara called the Isarin.
For matzah.
We're making matzah. Okay, Beis, it says, Im losh yosem yishir zeh, mutter b'dievet. If, however, a person did do a larger amount than that, even though we said you should not do a larger amount, but a person did do a larger amount, the loch is that b'dievet, the matzah is a mutter. Satim Shabura in Sivkat Im losh. Even though we said that we don't do a larger amount because they are afraid that the process of working the dough, when it comes a large amount of dough, you're not really working the dough constantly, so the amount of the, what you're doing doesn't stop the chimitz process. We hold if a person left the dough and did not work it at all, as long as it did not sit for 18 minutes, which is the time of a mill, it doesn't become chametz. So not working the dough is not any worse than letting it sit for less than the time lapse of a mill, which is kasher b'dievet. Simon Tafnun Vav, Mishabur Sukkotan Vav. What's the Bidi Abbot? Zion. Feel over Balash Yosef Bemezi. Even if he made this larger amount, not Beshagi, but Bemezi. Okay. Ubeshaw Shir Mill, Belishosai. Kadam Shaskilo Ha'ozim Lasaye Beshaw Sarvichot. If a person spent the time of a mill while he's kneading this dough, but this dough is larger than the shear of a chal. So he said before in the first sif that people are not able to, when they work the dough, impact that larger amount. So the kneading they're doing the dough will not impact that larger amount. So he said, but it's not any worse if it just sat for a mill. It only sat less than a mill, you're okay. But what about if it sat a mill? So according to this thought process, before other people, let's say, helped, if the whole hetter is because it's not worse than just sitting there, and if it sits less than the time of a mill, the time it takes to walk a mill, so it's kosher. So if it sits to the If it sits there less than the time it takes to mill, it's kosher. But if it sits there the time it takes to walk a mill, it's not kosher. The kibin the shiru chachamim the mirai of godla yevshel laadam echad lasik b'chol isak roi. Since Chazal were able to estimate that due to the large amount of dough, it's impossible for one person to constantly work the whole dough. So how will the kimunachas will the cloud? We deal with it as if it's not being worked. Well, if it's not being worked, then it's 18 minutes. It's also. Okay, so that's the some poskim say. V'yesh poskim. Shekilu b'ikar din zeh b'yameinu. They argue. Nowadays, maybe it's different. Okay, well, to the item, according to their thought process, l'choshu shu chachamim b'zeh. At the time of the Gemara, there was one person who was doing the lisha process, and then the aricha process, means the rolling out the shaping process, is aricha. Okay. And they did it by hand, without a rolling pin made out of wood. That took a long time. We got to the Reyim Hayuktanim, and also their ovens were small. Shahayachalim Lirdois, the Sechatan or Harbi Metzes Mavasachas. You couldn't put 20 matzahs into the oven at one time. Vaymishtair Harbi Matzahs Aladaf Poliasik. So you had matzah that you made, which was sitting and waiting for a long time before they're being put in the oven. Being put in the oven. Without any, once you made them, you don't work them anymore. So according to that thought process, that was the problem. The they said, don't do a large amount at one time. There's many people involved in the dealing with the dough. We have large ovens. And they're very busy, quickly making the dough and rolling it out and baking it, etc. Even if it's a large amount, definitely not going to be awesome. It's because we don't be worried about that it becomes the chemist in such a situation. That is a minigar elam to make all on the amount of dough that they make. They don't make it limited necessarily to shir chala. We cannot protest what they're doing, since there's what they have what to rely on.
So who is
Amilismach? Who the me is? The base Yosef suggests this idea. Fairly decent me, right? The Mishnah Berurah says that even though that's true, that we cannot protest what they're doing. The first opinion says it applies even nowadays. So this was the way Chazal suggested we should do it, and they said it's the right way to do it. We should maintain that even nowadays. Especially in areas, outlying areas, they used to make their own matzahs in their own city. So it was a big town. They did it in the town. It was a little village. In the village, well, if you're out in one of these little villages, not so many people working with you. So then already we're back to this idea that you don't have the workers that you need to maintain the working, that you're always working the dough, therefore present it and immediately baking it, because there's only for people working there. So over there, Bavadi Yeshizorshal, although she has make a shear of worldly counsel, then definitely you should not make larger than the amount of dough which is Shulchan Aruch says here. Kosov Poiskim, they had a kanich. Now, we want you to take off challah properly with a bracha. So, kikabdin and shalolus yosem yeshir said, that which we are makbid, not to make a larger amount than this. When is that? Kishulosh isas harbe shevshel the surf and lachala achikach. Kilkamon mesimin tof nun zayin. We will get to the midst of chala by combining the doughs, there are the masses which are baked from the dough together, so even though there wasn't a shir challah, or potentially there wasn't, if you try to do exactly the amount, maybe it's going to be a little bit less than the amount that you're mechuyev. So he's going to try to do this amount. And I mean, listen, if a person makes a dough, now he wants to be mafresh challah with a bracha. So he made a dough which is exactly the shir challah. It might end up being a little bit less than the shir challah. Someone gets discarded along the way, etc. Or maybe your measurement was a little bit off. So now you're being ma'afshir a shir challah with a bracha. It's a bracha lebatola. You're ma'afshir challah from the dough. So you have to take off. Balabai takes off 1/24. The Misha says, or Baker takes off 1/48. And Chutz La'aretz, since we don't give it to the Kahanim to eat, we just burn it. So the halacha is you don't have to take off that amount either, you can take off even less. I mean, you can take off a piece at least the size of a kazayas, and preferably the size of a kebaya. Karel correctly. Haven't looked that up recently, so don't quote me on it. We said this, so when I'm taking off this challah, maybe it's not a shir challah, maybe the dough is not enough challah to be dough to be chayv and challah. See if I'm making multiple batches, so it's an irrelevant question, because there's a concept in halacha called tzir of sal, that the container, the basket, literally, will combines them. So let's say, for that argument's sake, I make a dough, make challah, and I use half of the amount, which is chayv in the mitzvah of challah. Make a dough, it's not chayv and challah, I do not need to be mafreshit. I'm not mafreshit. And that's it. I put it in a container. Next, 2 days later, I go and again I bake something which is not a full amount of to be chayv in the mitzvah of challah. And I put them together in the same basket. Not in any paper, not in any plastic wrappings, etc. They're together in the same basket. So they're now mitzuruf with the cell. The basket combines them. Between the two of them, there's a shir challah. Now I'm a chayv in a challah. There's a din of syrup cell. So if we're going to make multiple doughs, even though any one of those doughs might be too small, if I make multiple and I wait to take off challah until it's baked, which is not a chachila, but b'diavad the loch, you can take off challah after it's baked also. So in that situation, where I do that, so now it's vare chayv and challah.
I thought that the chiyuv is
chal
only at the time of Risha. After it's baked, there's no
seal.
A bakery gets a big delivery of
challah,
and they all come together.
See, a bakery, when you make a dough with intention to split it afterwards, you look at it, even though together, as if they're split. But if I'm making in my house multiple different items, and eventually they come together in one container.
Before, you're talking about after the baking?
After the baking.
Really?
So
the chiyuv is not only at the time of Risha?
Correct. That's the earliest time it would be. It's not chal before that, but it could be chal. Tzirub sal works afterwards. What's interesting is, if the wrap this up in bags, it's not a problem. So my freezer, I've seen people raise the question with the freezer. I think they must have put their food directly in the freezer without any wrapping. Be wrapped in separate bags. It's in separate bags. But when you put it, take off. Person made, challah is 1 week and challah is the second week. Now they put down the challah tray. They lay out for sure big meals. They lay out five challahs. It's okay. You know, maybe now you have a shir challah sitting there on your tray. I think Rosh Sturmbach raises the question in regards to people receiving the hamantashen for Purim. You throw them all to one big basket. You know. One day, you at the end of the Purim day, you have this big basket of hamantash, and maybe they weren't mafresh challah beforehand, but now it's a shir challah. So our minig, actually, the way we do it in the matzah bakeries is they're not mafresh challah until after they bake it. They might have tzvadi chayav beforehand already, but they're not mafresh after you bake it. And they do it taka, they do it tzir of sal. As the matzahs come out of the oven, they put them in a wire type of basket, which on wheels, it's a cart on wheels, but it's and it holds the matzahs, and they fill up, you know, X amounts, they brought for shkala, and they move it to the table to check through the matzahs to see which matzahs are good, etc., stuff like that. So that process, they do it afterwards. So the Shabur says that when you're doing multiple batches, even if one batch is too small, no, not a problem. If you're doing a singular batch, you say, well, I can't do too big. Yeah, but you're afraid of, meanwhile, you end up with a bracha latola. So I'd rather have you do something which is the size of 45 bayim, and it's more than this year, to know that this way, even if you end up being a little bit off, you're still definitely not making a bracha levatol. Whereas you try exactly the amount, you end up a little bit smaller, you made a bracha levatol, so what do we need that for? That's Mishnah Berurah's point. Yeah. Kosa Poisim. One second, I'll explain in a second. It's some of the case where you can combine them afterwards, so you're making multiple doughs and you'll be tsarf them afterwards. All you're making is one dough. So then, over there, we do not want you to limit what you're baking, because we're afraid, because if you're trying to do the exact amount, you might end up having a little bit too small. Then, in that situation, the bracha about lahafresh kalam in is it's not true, because it wasn't really a shir kalam. So we'd rather have you overestimate than underestimate. So we're going to allow you to make a little bit dough, which is a little bit larger than the amount mentioned over here. So see, what your question was, taking challah from hamantashen. So anything which is made out of a dough, suppose the batter, let's start with those. So it could be either regular bread, it could be bread which has some filling in it, it could be, you know, like a yeast type of cake made with the yeast, which is made with yeast, which means it's a dough and the dough rises. So all those things are chayav and challah. Because the chaskil already, when they're made with a thick dough. Batter, on the other hand, if you make a cake, make a very large sheet cake. Batter is not chayav and challah. But once you bake it in this cake, it's chayav and challah. It's a tchlasa esbergen, the Mishnah says. It's originally like spongy. Esbergen. Tchlasa is esbergen, the seifai isa, the more it calls seifai pas, or eventually it's like a dough or like a bread. It changes through the cooking process into something which is much more like a cake, like a bread. So then, it is chayav and challah after it's baked. Zat mechaber and septimol. Avol pisha ain murdered kemach b'yamtiv. Well, generally, we do not allow a person to measure on yamtiv. Okay. But b'yamtiv shal pesach she'en lo loshen isa g'dalem isaren. Since I can't make a larger amount than the sorin, so how do I know if it didn't make larger or not? How do I know exactly the amount? So the answer is mutalimnir, Chazal allowed you to measure in that situation. But v'yeshayim, some say you can't. Eliyikach ba'oymer adas v'yarba l'isurin isorin v'achinoch. So you can't measure it, so you take based on estimation. Amenadas is estimation. How your mind evaluates it. Okay. Well, Yarbali Sarn Hakinov. Definitely don't try not to do larger than any sort. Okay. Mishabur is. Ches. Al bish ein murdered in Kavur, but come on, Sim Tafkov Vav, Sifal, we don't measure in Yamtiv. Over here, the Tzark Mitzvah is going to be Mutzer, and some say even so, you have to be Machmer. Yamtiv Pesach, where there's a mid halach, you cannot bake more than a certain size. Let me start. We don't want you just using the smaller amount.
If when pastry dough is baked, it becomes
pastry dough is chayv and chal even when it's a dough before it's baked. Batter is only chayv once it's baked.
But so then basically all the items are going to end up after they're baked. Any kind of like cake or pastry type item after it's baked is going to be chayv.
Well, pastry is chayv even beforehand.
Right.
Yeah, but
cakes
correct.
Will join it after.
Assuming that you have a shir chal. You don't normally make a cake that big.
Right, sure.
So, but if a person is making six logs of kakush cake at one time,
put them on the table after.
So then the dough is chayiv.
What's kachish?
It's a type of cake, but it's a dough cake. It's not a batter cake. So my wife usually makes six at a time. So you do six at a time, it ends up being chayiv chala. So a lot of my hafreshes chala is quite sweet. Suppose we're starting to cut out the yisurin. We don't want you to measure less than a yisurin. So I can't measure to make sure that's more. I can't have to make sure it's not more than more. But if I do an estimation, I might end up with less, and I don't have a bracha problem. I'm making a bracha on the first eschala. So what do I do? So therefore, I'm allowed to measure, make sure that it's not less. Therefore, mechayven and bracha is not more. They have a problem. It's also to do. Well, Yarba, so the second opinion said no, that you can't measure. So you do it by minadas. Well, Yarba Lisorn, what does it mean? Linyan bracha yikar beisazul isacheres. Reish simen tapen zayin. Excuse me. Reish simen tapen zayin. Shem ein ba. So, according to this opinion that you're doing by estimation, so maybe it's too small. So the answer is connected with another dough, which is, see, the two of them definitely is a shir chala, and you'll be able to do mafish of the bracha. Okay. Simon Tafan Ches. Tafan Tafan, sorry. Sorry, it's been a long day. No, okay. I'm sorry, Tzvi?
Why aren't you allowed to need more?
So we said on Thursday because... No, but you can't need on Pesach for matzahs. We don't make more than... I would say it's a tefillah. For matzahs, we don't make more than... So... If you make matzahs before Pesach or matzahs on Pesach, there's a limit to how large, much dough you have. So he said before, you don't make it more than this shear of challah. So I shouldn't make. So I can't make it more. I don't want to make it less because then I have a bracha lebatol issue. But I have to make it exact. So what do I do? So I have to measure it. Okay. Zog mechar ben simen tafan zayin. And they should circle dakte peshir ho isa shlala harvest po mishum chashash chimbus. Since we not allow you to use a large amount of dough because we're concerned that unless they become chametz. Okay, that's one issue that I want. I don't make it too much. Mutav shi imayet po. So therefore, the solution is to make sure that it's maybe even less than a shir challah. So it's better to make it a little bit smaller. Okay, to have the car beisa. So now I have a problem. I don't have a shir chalav, so I can't be mafresh chalav. To have the car beisa yachad b'shas afroshes chalav. You should bring them together. Sheishku zay b'zay. They should kiss. Okay. Now, what is called kissing means that the doughs touch. And the Mishabura defines the definition of what's called dough. Touching for this purpose. Well, how much is called Nishika? The Shema Yeshvan Achas Shalom Yehoya Bakashir, because we're afraid that maybe one of them is not the full amount, because you're trying to be careful, it shouldn't be too much, you end up being too little, and you're from each one separately, you're going to have a problem that one of them is a Bakhla Batola. So the eight says, after you make all the doughs, put them together. So that's not an option. You didn't do it beforehand. Interesting. Okay. That's very interesting. I don't know why that's so. But you're busy, this whole process, you don't have time to be mafresh when it's still dough. So if you miyad, if you miyad, the eitzes to do hafrosha after you bake it. Shita kol matzahs basal, basar masar v'malchala. So the answer is you put it all in one big basket, and then you, that basket combines it as it's like one unit. Now you can be mafresh challah in it all together. That would be the best approach than trying to stop the process. Reverse it, one second, everybody's busy with it. I mean, I need the marfish. There's the whole process over here. We're making sure there's no chametz over here. Sotar amot. Hagot. Im hoya bashir chala bashachar lahafrish. There was a shir chala, and it was chayb already in a frosha. And Meshachal Harv, he forgot. So Yafres Hakach, so he forgot to do it before. His answer is to do a frosha, take off the challah afterwards. I feel a tear of sal loyd zorich. In the case of a person was mischayev already, the fact that I don't need to create the chiyuv now by being mitzarev together. I was leaving the sky beforehand. Just I forgot to do it. V'mlokach v'mixas ha'isus v'mixas lo lokach v'nisarvu. If you had some of those, they did do a frosh on. Some of the batch that they didn't do a frosh on. Now you're not sure which one is which. So then, it's a suffix. Each one gets his own chiyuv. Chala, it can't be mafresh one of the others. Remember, the one being mafresh one. There's a law. You can't be mafresh when you turn the chiyuv. So if one of the doughs already has had a frosh, it's now put. There's no longer chayv anymore. So I can't take that dough and say, oh, you know, I'm going to use more of this dough to be chala for the other doughs because you're being mafresh from being up tour. Alachiv. So the only eitz is the mafresh of each dough from itself. Because I can assume that the dough is either is a case where it's going to be chayiv, a case where it's going to be potter. So, right, so he just says, here's how you don't need. Okay. Well, we mix us, if they mix a parshin, some yeah and some no, now they mix together. You have to take chal from each one. So some of them will be real bona fide chal, and some of them will, you're giving them a ton to the kayet. A yalush isa acheris, so the eights is make another dough. Make another dough. That's very chayiv in Hafrosha's chala because it's a brand new dough. And have in mind on the ones which were chayiv and chala which get mixed in. Imakir matza achas shechivus the chala. Let the memento alachivus. One of them, you recognize it. Then you use that one to mafresh all the other ones. Okay. Long mishabur over here. A lot of mishabur over here, better. Zok the. Mishabur Sakatnala. So the harbor is bold, we don't make it larger. Kivor Vasimish the things like we explained in the previous sim, you don't make it too large because you're not going to be able to really work the dough. It's not the impact of your working will not affect all of the dough properly. So now you weren't mafresh beforehand, so the answer is you're mafresh. You bring them all together, you're mafresh, then you're mafresh from one of the others. Karbi says, Flormish. Shalosh Isha Rishana. Timanachas al Shulcha. Echad Yasubashi Yerusha Oid Isachers. So the solution is, so we're bringing the doughs together. How do you work the doughs together? Well, the answer is you keep having somebody work. So he's working the dough. So he's working the dough. The dough doesn't come chametz. You put the first dough, put it on the table. Somebody's busy with that. You bake another one. Or alternatively, you do two separate containers. And then, once that's done, now you bring them together, you have a shir challah. So that was, I guess, so that's what we're saying, that why you need to be makarav the isis. How much of them makarav them? Sheishku zebe subazu. But to learn, sheidbuko isis. So neshika means, neshika, kissing for this purpose over here means that they're connected so strongly when they pull apart, part of A comes to B, or part of B comes with A. They're so pushing against each other that if they pull them apart, one side will pull from the other side. If they're separate, they're not going to one side affect the other. If they're touching, one will pull from the other. They've got a whole but if they're mamish connected to the point one's pulling from the other, they're considered one. So it's like one type of dough, then you can take from one of the challah from one of them, that's enough. Because the chalim isis niloshes kasa yeshal adabkem b'yachar chakach heitev mekan tziruf okay yisar ma yerei kli or yerei kisim up. If they were those were made like hard, it was a thick, strong dough. Yeshal adabkem b'yachar, they can't become a kosher together. They're very dry and separate as dough already. They don't come together. Very bad syrup. It's not good syrup. Okay, so then you need if it's all sitting in the same kli, that acts as a syrup right there. That's all the Hebrew. Let me show you some cotton dal. Map is a tablecloth.